Topic 2. The quality of formal and informal documentation, which represent our formal and informal credentials. In this topic, I am discussing documents that represent formal and informal credentials. The quality of these documents can range from high to low. High-quality documents are relatively easy to read, understand, and their validity can easily be confirmed, based on the way I am using the terminology. Low-quality documents involve one or more of the following: they are difficult to read, difficult to understand, or their validity is difficult to evaluate. An example of a high-quality document is a school transcript that is written with relatively large type, without abbreviations. The transcript clearly describes the courses listed on it, and it has the address of the school in the upper front portion of the document. The address allows the reader to easily check the validity of the transcript by contacting the school. An example of a low-quality document is a school transcript that is written with small type that is difficult to read, and it contains abbreviations that are very difficult to decipher. The content of the courses cannot be determined from the course titles, and it contains no description of the coursework. The address of the school is not on the transcript, or it is written in the back of the document with very fine print. Subtopic: the quality of documents that describe our formal and informal credentials. We all have control over the quality of our informal documentation, which usually involves skills that were acquired on the job, from self-study, or from a hobby. We write our own informal documents, or someone we know writes it for, such as is the case with letters of recommendation. This is because we write these documents ourselves, or we know someone that wrote it for us. Examples are resumes, cover letters, descriptions we wrote about our knowledge, skills, experience. If the quality is less than optimal, we can rewrite informal documents, or obtain another letter of recommendation. This is obviously not the case with formal documentation, which is written by an agency, such as a government licensing bureau, or a school. However, in the following paragraphs there are strategies that can be used to improve our informal documents, and techniques to compensate for low-quality formal documentation. Writing high-quality informal documents that represent your informal credentials. You should write informal documentation so that potential employers and/or readers can easily read it and understand it. This can partly be achieved by putting yourself in the place of the reader, and writing and correcting your document accordingly. This involves using relatively large text, avoiding unnecessarily long sentences, and avoiding the use of terminology and phrasing that might confuse the readers. When a document requires more than 200 words, it might be best to place the most important statements first, followed by progressively less important statements. The most important statements might be a summary of the key points of the document. This arrangement increases the chances that the most important points will be read, even if the entire document is not read. If a document is longer than 3 pages, you should organize it using descriptive headings. This is useful if the reader skim reads your document. If your document has more than 5 headings, it may be beneficial to provide a table of contents. The claims you make in your informal documentation should be backed up by supporting evidence. The supporting evidence can involve formal credentials, letters of recommendation that indicate prior work, experience, or photographs of entities that you created. You can place your supporting evidence on your own website and place the URL in your informal documents for supporting evidence. Subtopic: the quality of formal documentation that represents formal credentials can vary greatly. The value of formal credentials is partly determined by how it was documented by the agency that issued it. Problems associated with poorly written formal documentation can be mitigated with appropriate informal documentation. This is explained with the following examples. An example of low-quality documentation: a school transcript that is difficult to evaluate because of abbreviations that are used, which make it impossible for the readers to understand the courses that the student took. This can include excessively fine print that is difficult to read. The situation can be aggravated if the school no longer exists. Difficulties in the above hypothetical example can be reduced by providing descriptions of the courses on the transcript and interpretations of the abbreviations. Provide the correct address and specific office of the school. The reader can easily check the validity of the transcript. If the school no longer exists, provide the address of the agency that is handling the records. An example of low-quality documentation: a license issued by a government agency that is confusing to the readers or potential employer. This can sometimes happen because the readers or potential employer does not have an adequate background to understand the significance of the license. In general, the quality of documentation is a relative concept. If the reader does not understand the document, it is poor quality from the reader's perspective. A solution to the above problem: the quality of the documentation can be improved by writing an informal document that explains the significance of the license and the qualifications it represents. This can include a discussion of the course of study that was required to obtain the license. If necessary, provide the address of the government agency that issued the license so that readers can easily check its validity. The general idea here is the quality of formal documentation can usually be improved by writing an informal document that explains its content in a way that is easy to understand. When this is done, the background of the reader should be considered. If you are not aware of the background of the readers, your informal document should be written as simply as feasible, without eliminating any relevant details. Subtopic: enhancing the significance of your formal credentials with your own informal documentation. It is sometimes feasible to enhance the significance of formal credentials with your own documents that contain your own explanations and other information. The following two examples will clarify this idea. Example 1. Let us assume you are a licensed electrician. A description of the studies that were required to obtain the license might enhance the significance of your achievements in the eyes of the readers. This can be enhanced further by explaining your successful work experience as a licensed electrician. Example 2. If you have a bachelor's degree in computer science, the significance of the degree can be improved by providing access to software you created. Subtopic: utility of informal credentials can be reinforced with appropriate formal credentials. The quality of informal documentation can be improved by relevant formal documentation. For example, let us assume you develop skills in creating online software because of a hobby and self-study. In such a case, your informal documentation would be software that is accessible from the web. The status of this documentation can be improved if you have a formal college degree that relates directly or indirectly to software development. Additional and supporting information for this chapter from the web: Google search pages, informal credentials, 4 steps to writing a professional bio that gets you noticed. Google search pages, formal credentials, how to get a job without formal credentials, a case study, by Derek Magill. Formal credentials, this site rejects credentialism. How to list your credentials and title when you publish. Proper treatment of degrees, licenses and credentials. Can a badge certify your academic credentials? By Dr. Bruce Johnson. Digital credentials introduction. 8 steps to getting what you want without formal credentials. Informal credentials, governing open badges explaining your informal credentials. Video, YouTube search pages, how to write about your qualifications. Video, qualifications employers look for in a resume. If you want to go to Chapter 25 of this ebook, left-click on the following link. www.techfortext.com web link.